Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, the wedding of Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez is coming to Venice. Whether residents like it or not, the Amazon founder is sailing his $500 million superyacht into the Italian city for a ceremony that's set to span multiple days this week. Oprah Winfrey, Kris Jenner, Salma Hayek, Barbara Streisand, Suki Waterhouse and Robert Pattinson are all among those on the guest list. But not everyone is excited. There have been protests, with those involved saying they don't have an issue with the marriage itself, but with what they say is the privatisation and exploitation of the city. In a moment, I'll speak to The Telegraph's Nick Squires, who's in Venice for the nuptials. But first, I want to go to KJ Matthews, who's an entertainment journalist in the United States. Good morning, KJ.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, KJ, plenty of people, I think, will be very familiar with Jeff Bezos because of his Amazon company. But can you tell us a bit more about Lauren Sanchez? I mean, you have a history with Lauren in the workplace. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Lauren and I worked for the same Emmy Award-winning entertainment news magazine show here in the States called Extra TV. It comes on like 5 days a week. She was a reporter there, entertainment reporter, and I worked there for a while as an entertainment producer. So yes, we were both working at the same place. And this is around the time, I think, before she even may have gotten married to Patrick Whitesell, who is her her first husband before she's engaged now to, obviously going to be married in just a matter of hours to Jeff Bezos. But yeah, quite a while back. But she is she's an Emmy Award winning journalist as well. Before she worked for Extra, she actually worked for a local television station called Fox TV here in Los Angeles. So she's quite interesting. She's also a licensed helicopter pilot, mother of three. This will be her second marriage. She used to be married to a man named Patrick Whitesell. Patrick co-founded WME and Endeavor. Those are like two of the top Hollywood agents here in the entertainment industry. Really, really big. So she used to be married to him. That was her first husband. And she also has a child, her first child, a son that is, by the very famous NFL football player turned TV presenter, Tony Gonzalez. So she's quite an interesting background, to say the least.
So then when they met, I mean, there was a lot of scandal people might remember. It was back in 2019, wasn't it? It emerged that they were seeing each other. And the first move, the first public move, was Jeff Bezos announcing that his marriage was over. And then very quickly, we found out that he was in a relationship with Lauren. But it wasn't without controversy at that time.
Yeah, you know what? People probably forget that Lauren was actually introduced to Jeff Bezos by her ex-husband, Patrick Whitesell, at a Hollywood party years ago. And then a year or two after that, he hired Lauren because, remember, she's a licensed helicopter pilot who also founded the first female-owned and operated aerial film and production company called Black Ops Aviation. So they do a lot of drone footage and they film a lot of aerial shots for various films and whatnot. And reportedly, Jeff Bezos hired her to do some work for his company, you know. So it was very, very interesting to see how they came together. And then subsequently after that, we all know that they, you know, had a romantic relationship and both left their spouses.
Mm-hmm. But then we had all sorts of controversy around how that information emerged, who released private text messages to a national news organization. And,
yes.
And people might remember there was huge controversy over that, including the allegation that Saudi Arabia was behind some of that information getting into the public domain.
You know what? It could have been turned into a Netflix I think docuseries.
And it may be, yes.
There was so much gossip. They had alleged, I think at one point they said something about her brother had reportedly been involved in leaking something. Then they said the Saudi government had access possibly to Jeff Bezos' WhatsApp messages. There was a lot of speculation and accusations as to how they got together, when exactly they got together, whether or not they had been compromised in terms of their text messages, who was leaking what. It was a lot of scandal a couple of years ago, and I think people have forgotten it because they've been together for like, you know, a little over 5 years now, and I think they've been engaged for like 2 years, and it's just all been about them kind of traveling around the world. But yes, when they initially got together, there was a bit of controversy out there.
So a very high-profile relationship then ensued. You know, there are pictures of them every week going to different events together and out in public, and then we have the engagement in 2023, which leads us to now, to this, you know, what is expected to be a very glitzy wedding in Venice.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen this many stars since I saw a royal wedding. Here is the list of people who are either invited or confirmed. Beyonce and Jay-Z. You know that Beyonce is on her Cowboy Carter tour. Just a couple days ago, she performed along with her husband in Paris. So maybe she's already there in Europe. Oprah Winfrey, Gail King, Katy Perry, and Orlando Bloom. Remember, Gail and Katy went up to space. They all went into space together a couple weeks back. So that's where they probably know each other. Leo DiCaprio, Eva Longoria, Kim Kardashian, her mother, Kris Jenner, Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner. Salma Hayek, Barbara Streisand, Miranda Kerr, Robert Pattinson, Bill Gates, and even Diane von Furstenberg. How's that for a list?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. If you're looking for a group of celebrities together, but it's not without controversy. And we'll be hearing from Venice very shortly about the controversy there. There have been some protests, but it is going to be a big 3-day affair, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be a 3-day affair. It starts Tuesday through Thursday. It'll be really, really interesting to see, you know, how it comes together in the end. They're being very, very tight-lipped about the time and the specific date of the wedding and exactly what hotel, if any, it will happen in. So we'll just have to see.
And KJ, we know people might remember that Lauren and Jeff were at the Donald Trump inauguration back in January of this year. So is Donald Trump expected to be at this wedding?
I would imagine they have invited Trump, but so far we have not heard anything about him coming other than his daughter, Ivanka Trump, coming, because she's very close to Lauren Sanchez. But right now we're just seeing Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared. No sign of the president and the first lady, Melania Trump, attending.
But we won't be surprised if they do turn up on one of the days, right?
I would not be surprised. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Melania showed up. First Lady Melania Trump showed up, perhaps without Trump. It is a type of event that I would imagine she would like to be at.
You mentioned the space flight, which again wasn't without controversy. And, you know, many people ridiculed that short little flight into space and all of the hoo-ha around it. And Lauren is a very high profile figure now in the United States. How would you say she's viewed there?
You know, she really has come into her own. I think there are two things where I think she's gotten a lot of controversy and criticism. A lot of people tend to talk about what she wears. You probably heard about that during President Trump's inauguration. Some people said that what she wore to the event was inappropriate. It was a pantsuit and kind of like a lace top inside of her blazer. And a lot of people thought that was not presidential enough or appropriate to be wearing. So she has been criticized a lot about what she wears all the time. She received a lot more controversy when she came out and supported the Blue Origin space flight and about how they had made history. And a lot of people were saying it was a waste of time. It was a waste of money. It was just a rich person's vanity project. So she did receive some controversy with that. But I think Lauren is a very resilient person. She's a very tough person. She's a very smart person. And she's accomplished a lot. And if you're going to marry one of the richest men in the world, you've got to have thick skin. You really do.
Well, my thanks there to KJ Matthews, entertainment journalist based in the United States. And as I mentioned, we're also joined by Nick Squires from The Telegraph, who is in Venice. Hello, Nick.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. We're delighted to talk to you. So Venice city officials, they haven't confirmed the exact wedding details. I suppose we wouldn't expect them to. But we do know it's a 3-day affair, isn't it, between today and Thursday. Have you any sense of what's happening over the course of the 3 days?
Yeah, a better idea. In fact, I've just been to see something in Venice city council. Off the record, quite a lot of details. In fact, we had originally today, tomorrow, and the day after. Now we understand that it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, A lot has been happening here in the last 24 hours. We understand that Jeff Bezos has had to switch one of the three venues for the wedding because of security concerns and because of the demonstrations and protests that have been promised by activists here in Venice. So he was due to have a big event in a historic building called La Scuola Grande della Misericordia, which is in the historic heart of Venice. We now understand that that plan has been scrapped and that instead they're going to be holding an event inside the Arsenale, the Arsenal in English. And that's the vast historic boat building shipyard that the Venetians for centuries used to build warships and merchant vessels. So we understand that is the new venue. So there's going to be some frantic last minute organizing for that.
So that's one of the days. What else is happening?
So on Thursday, we understand that there will be a big event at the Lido. That's the island that separates the Venetian lagoon from the open sea of the Adriatic. So it's a sort of beach island. There's a very grand hotel there. We understand that will be the first sort of reception or party. Friday, we think that there's going to be another event in which they will probably exchange vows and exchange rings on the Isola San Giorgio, so San Giorgio Island. That's very central. It's within sight of Piazza San Marco, St. Mark's Square. And then Saturday, we think, will be the sort of culminating event in the Arsenal, the place I just mentioned.
Other
things that have been happening, just to mention briefly, there was a big protest yesterday in which activists from Greenpeace spread out a huge banner in St. Mark's Square with a picture of Mr. Bezos's face saying, if you can afford to get married in Venice, then you can afford to pay tax. And they're very critical of the reportedly low tax rates that his businesses pay.
Right. And I saw this morning on the wires that Greenpeace now say that they're going to join in the protest as well. I mean, Jeff and Lauren, if we can call them that, could have avoided all of this, Nick, couldn't they? I mean, they've gone for such a high profile wedding in such a high profile venue. They could have decided to do this very privately.
They could have done. I'm not privy, obviously, to their thinking. I imagine that they've probably been taken aback by the scale of opposition and by the controversy here. Having said that, having just come from Venice City Council, they point out, one of the mayor's people, they're saying, look, the people, the number of activists behind all these events which are attracting such coverage is minuscule. They reckon there's about 100 to 150 activists sort of from the left in Venice who have been very, very vociferous against this event, saying that it's the sort of epitome of Venice prostituting itself to you know, exclusive events and to tourism. And again, just in the last day or so, a new group has sprung up and it's called Yes, Venice Can. And this is a group that's very much in favour of hosting Bezos's wedding, says that it will bring plenty of money, that it will help people in their jobs, and that it raises the profile of the city and confirms its sort of status as a kind of crossroads of the world.
And tell me, your source in the Venice City Council, are they welcoming of it? Is it a headache for them, or do they think, yes, this is great for Venice?
Oh, very much the latter. I mean, they lobbied, we understand, for Bezos to get married here. And the message from Venice City Council is this can only help Venice. Put it in perspective, we're talking about 200 to 250 guests. They're saying, look, we put on much, much bigger events all throughout the year. The Venice Film Festival, they had a G7 summit recently here. They have the Biennale Art and Architecture event. Their argument is that had it not been for these activists talking up the issue, this wedding could have passed practically without notice. Now, I don't think that's particularly feasible, given the list of Hollywood VIPs that your prior guest just listed.
Okay,
I think that was always going to be interesting.
And are you expecting to see Donald Trump or Melania there?
I'm told this morning that Donald Trump is probably not coming. We think Donald Trump Jr. will be. And as you said, Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner, we think will be here. And for that reason, I'm told that there's heightened security and concerns, particularly given the situation in the Middle East and the events we've seen in the last few days between Israel, the US and Iran, that security concerns are definitely an issue.
Okay, well, Nick, we might catch up with you in the coming days as those events get underway. Thank you so much for joining us from Venice. Nick Squires there from The Telegraph.